This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Oh, I always have questions.
Of course you have questions.
Something for you to ponder across the weekend. Feel free, if you don't want to take the whole weekend, you can call us with an answer to any of the questions on 13, 12, 16. Mm-hmm. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. You ready, Gab, for this question?
I am ready.
First question, which is notoriously poo-pooed by you, but we'll see how we go. Why is the word dictionary in the dictionary?
Every word has to be in the dictionary.
No, it doesn't. Why does that one have to be in it?
Because what if you don't know what a dictionary is?
You're holding a dictionary.
Yeah, but you've got to look it up to get the definition.
Well, you know what? Unless it says under dictionary, this book, or you are holding it right now, idiot. I don't want the word dictionary in a dictionary.
Well, I don't think your opinion is going to change things.
Well, it should.
I don't want it. All right. We'll take it out.
Yeah, they should. They should. All right. Here's another one. Do you think people get judged on how early they drink or start drinking soft drink?
Definitely.
Like, if you have it at breakfast time, that's not good.
I definitely judge Pete from our Hit Squad. He'll have a Coke Zero with breakfast when we go get a coffee.
Yeah.
And I just go, what? Mate, it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
that's right. Put the soft drink down.
Breakfast, soft drink, no good. Judged. Lunchtime?
No, lunchtime's fine.
Dinner time? Okay. Never. Oh, la-di-da. Oh. Look at you, fancy pants.
So much judgment involved with soft drink.
Apparently so. Let's talk numbers, shall we? Why is there no W in one?
Mm.
All right.
Depends which one you're talking about.
Let's talk numbers, shall we? Where were you on the beginning of that sentence?
No, I was just trying to trick you.
So there's no W in one, and yet it sounds like there is.
Yeah.
But in two, there is a W when you spell it, but you don't need it. What's going on there? I know what you're saying. Mind officially blown?
No, not really.
Okay, one last one for you.
Okay.
Why do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles wear masks? Clearly, whether they've got a mask on or not, you know they're a turtle. They're not hiding anything from anyone. They're really... Why?
Is it just so that you can tell which one's which? Because all turtles look the same?
Oh, do they to you?
Don't they to you?
That's turtlist.
All of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are drawn the exact same way, except for the colour of their mask and the weapon that they hold.
I cannot believe you think that, Gab. I thought better of you until then.
The respect is gone.
Gone. Gone.
Yesterday afternoon, we got to catch up with a very famous, a very talented young lady by the name of Ricky Lee, and this is how it went down.
It's our great pleasure to introduce our next guest. Got a new single, Not Too Late. It's not too late to catch up with Ricky Lee. How are you?
Ah, I saw what you did there.
Hey.
You sound very chirpy for someone who has been doing interviews all day.
What can I say? I love what I do. It's fun. It's fun being able to talk to everybody about the song. It's been years.
It has been a long time coming. Why has it taken you so long?
That's just how long it took to write the songs. I reckon I spent a good year, maybe a year and a half, of writing really crappy songs. And then I finally got my A into G and I wrote some good songs and now I'm back.
So how do you know if it's a crappy song or not? You just look at it and go, nah, why did it even bother?
No, because my manager just says to me that this is not going anywhere.
That's a good thing to have though, because a lot of stars out there have yes men surrounding them. So how did you manage to get someone on board that is willing to tell you when it's crap?
Because I make sure that the people around me actually tell me the truth. Because you can tell when people are lying. I don't want someone to just pat me on the back every time I do something. I'm not a three-year-old.
You're not Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and I think that's why people lose their minds and kind of go off the rails, because they've never been told no. Mm. And I have a lot of great people around me, my label and my management, even my friends. I'll send songs to my friends and they're like, nah, I don't care. But I ask them, I make them comfortable in being able to tell me the truth, so that when they say, I love this, I actually know that they mean it.
Yeah.
So what happens if you're really passionate about a song because it's something that's, you know, really close to your heart, and one of your friends or your manager says, nah, that sucks, like, what do you do then?
I mean, I have been in situations where I have really loved a song and my label and my management haven't really cared about it, but I could hear where I wanted it to go. So I just kind of made it a little side project by myself, and me and the producer got it finished, and then I sent it to them and they were like, oh, actually, yeah, this is great.
Look, I know how you feel because
I know where this is going. Yeah,
Gabby and I have a very similar process where I come to the party with a few ideas and Gabby tells me they're crap all the time.
Majority of time.
Majority of the time. And sometimes you just have to go with your gut feeling. And
I agree.
You know, you follow these things through, and as it turns out, more often than not, Gabby's right. But
well, let's get Ricky Lee's opinion on this one, because Hamish has created a thing called the mullet beanie, which I think is horrific.
All right, the mullet beanie is a mulleted beanie. So what it is your standard beanie, but with a fold-down back flap to keep the back of your neck nice and warm.
It's a flap. Is there any way that you can get one? So this is my issue with that, right? I always like, when it's cold, having my neck covered. But it can't just be the back of my neck. I want the front of my neck covered, so like a scarf. Is there any way that it can be like a mullet but with a beard?
Oh, look, that could be...
A mullet beanie with a beard?
That could be...
But not an actual beard, but just the
thing that goes under the neck,
the neck.
That would look disgusting. Would you really wear that, Ricky Lee?
Of course it would look disgusting, but it would be warm as.
If you were willing to be my celebrity endorsement, I will get it done. Hi.
See, this is one of those things that my people would be like, Ricky, no way.
And that's
see, I like your people.
Absolutely not.
I would get along with your people.
That's
but see, me, I'm like, this is a fantastic idea.
Trust your gut, Ricky Lee. Trust your gut.
Anyway, let's
you and
get
me
back.
Would be trouble together.
You know what? I don't doubt that at all.
All right, guys, let's get back on track here.
Ricky, just hang on there for a second because we want to play your new song. In fact, we'll whack it on right now. Here's Ricky Lee's new one. It's called Not Too Late. More from Ricky Lee and a tick. It's Hit FM.
You remember those days ago, thought we had it all, and we could rule the world, living like forever we were young. Oh, and every summer by the water, sailing bottles, getting drunk all night, listen to the same old songs over and over, forgetting the pain we had. Sun don't shine on my way no more. Every day you're gone, it's like an endless storm. But when I hold you close, I see the light again. If you come back, come back, come back, maybe I could save you.
And it's not too late.
how good is that? That's a new one for Ricky Lee. It's called Not Too Late. And Ricky Lee is still with us. It's Hamish and Gabby here at Hit FM. Let's talk more about the song.
I read that this is actually the raw lyric. Like, this is the demo lyric that you recorded for it. You didn't re-record it because you thought it was just so powerful. How did that whole process happen?
Well, we wrote it in a day. We started writing it around, I reckon, like 10:30 in the morning. And by 3 o'clock, I was recording it. And that's really quick. Sometimes you can spend weeks kind of crafting lyrics and pulling them apart and putting them back together and rewriting them and drafting them again and sending them through 4 different people and they come back with all their ideas. But this one was really quick and it just kind of fell together and all the stars aligned and it just worked. And then so at the end of the day, I always love a demo vocal that you do on the day because you're so in the zone. You're so wrapped up in everything that the song is about and you've been talking about it and it's like you've got kind of a raw nerve and everything is just right there to tap into. And so, yeah, I recorded it on the day and we just didn't re-record it because why would I?
No, well, it was perfection, so we understand that.
The film clip is raw and passionate as well. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, I just wanted the song to do the talking. I didn't think it needed to have some crazy complex storyline and people doing all these things, and I think sometimes that can take away from the actual song. And I just thought it was important to just me and the band just standing there and singing the song. That was all it needed to be.
Well, we're in love with it and we have definitely missed you over the last 3 years that you've been in LA writing and getting everything together. We're so glad you're back and we, as I said, love the song, so we're so happy.
We do have to say goodbye to you, but as the celebrity ambassador for the Mullabini, I thank you for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you, and there's a free Mullabini in the post for you. Ricky Lee, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to get the cease and desist letter from your people.
Excited.
I will add that to the list of
Can
many...
I just ask, what colour?
Whatever colour you want.
Yeah, what do you
friend.
Want?
Whatever colour
what kind of is? Do you have a colour scheme for this?
He hasn't made a single one yet, so it's totally up to you because it's from scratch.
I reckon let's stick with. I reckon black is safe.
Black,
I mean, you may look like a criminal, but
well, you might look like a criminal because you'll be the one wearing it, Ricky Lee. Thanks, Ricky.
Bye.
I'm really getting into The Bachelorette this season, and I knew I would because Sophie Monk is The Bachelorette. She is hilarious. I love that girl because she just says whatever's on her mind, and she's just funny.
She's a self-confessed bogan.
Yes.
She embraces her bogan identity, and she's just wonderful. Like, it's just all out there. She's just,
And we already know so much about her, but seeing her on a reality TV show is a different side, a different perspective, and I'm really enjoying it. But what really intrigued me last night on The Bachelorette was she went on her first single date with one of the guys. She took Jared high wire walking. They both freaked out because they're both scared of heights. So it was a terrible choice of date. But at the end of it, she was like, thanks so much for looking after me. Gave him a rose and they kissed.
Oh, wow.
The first single date, and they ended it with a pash. And the reason why it really interested me is because she said she probably wouldn't kiss any of them going into this experience.
Yeah, right.
She's already kissed one on the first one, on
there
the first
she goes.
Date.
Straight
and
on
I,
in there.
And I was just like, well, you know, good on you. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, of course.
If you feel like the moment's right and you want to go in for the pash, go ahead. It's probably going to hurt him in the long run because he's already getting a little bit jealous over other guys possibly kissing her.
Right.
So maybe it was a bit too soon in this scenario.
Yes.
But I want to know 13, 12, 16, if you kiss on the first date, because we know that rules are out the window these days. There's no such thing as a 3-date rule. There's no such thing as calling after 3 days. There's no such thing as not kissing on a first date. Everyone has their own set of rules. It's not just like a blanket for everyone to kind of abide by.
There's no guidebook anymore.
No, exactly. And, you know, personally, I have never kissed on a first date.
Is that right?
It's not a rule that I follow. It's not something that I've implemented on myself to say this is not allowed. I just never have. I've never felt that moment to do so. Because on a first date, I'm always so awkward.
Yeah.
It's never comfortable enough to get that intimate. So I've never kissed on a first date.
Should you just kiss straight away on that first
date?
Just
get it over and done with.
Out the way. And then
break the ice.
Yeah, that's right. And then maybe it won't be so awkward because you get all that tension out the way.
Maybe.
Right? Just boom, straight on in there. Just nice.
Would you have
nice
the confidence
kiss
to do that?
No!
Neither.
No.
13, 12, 16 though.
Yeah.
Do you kiss on the first date or do you have a rule against it?
Lisa's on the line. What do you do?
Yeah, I kiss if I'm feeling it.
Yeah, if you feel that connection.
Yeah, if it's happening, if it's, yeah, if everything was amazing, yeah, why not?
Are you the one to lean on in and initiate the kiss?
Yeah, I think so. Especially if they're, like, nervous and,
yeah,
you know, being weird. Give them all the right signals, you know.
See, I think that's where we differ, because I cut and run. If they try to go for me, I'm out, and I would never initiate,
All right. Well, what do you think about the theory of just getting that first kiss out the way right at the very beginning of the date, just to get all that awkwardness out of the way? Instead of at the end, just get straight on in there right from the beginning and go, let's get this out the way, boom.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Okay. That's probably why it hasn't been adopted by a lot of people.
That's why it's not a thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing. But wouldn't it get all that nervousness out the way? Or just make it weird?
It would make me
run. I think
run.
It's just too weird.
Too intimate.
Okay, so don't lean in for a kiss on meeting the first person.
Or no, go for the handshake.
Really?
Yeah, the start of the day, and then the end of the date,
if you're lucky,
feeling it, then maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
No worries.
And now we have Michelle on 13, 12, 16. What's your thoughts on kissing on a first date?
Oh, good morning, guys. I did kiss on the first date, and it's my wedding anniversary tomorrow, and we've been married 17 years, so I guess it worked.
It worked.
Worked for you.
You reeled him in.
Obviously, yes, I reeled him in, poor old fella.
Good old magic lips Michelle strikes again.
Too funny. Yeah.
Just... It was a bit iffy towards the end, and then pow, smacked him on the lips.
Got him, reeled him in.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations on the wedding anniversary, though. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Give him a kiss tomorrow. There's another 17 years in the bag for you.
No worries. Have a great day, guys.
You too. And now on to Luke on 13, 12, 16. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've never actually been on a first date where I haven't already kissed them.
Oh, so you kiss them on the first meeting, and then you go on a first date, and it's already done and dusted.
Yeah, that's basically every time.
Wow. You don't waste time, do you?
No, there's no point to it. Life's too short.
Mm. Got to make sure they're a good kisser before you ask them out on a date. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that might be the problem.
Yeah. Just get it all out the way right at the beginning, you know. In the line at the bus stop, whatever, wherever you are.
Good technique.
Wherever you meet them, bang, straight away, and then ask them out on a date.
Great technique. Great idea. Go for coffee.
Thanks for the call, Luke.
No problem.
I drew a picture of my dog Bear over the weekend, and it didn't turn out that well, according to other people. I thought it was fantastic, but others thought it was a little bit off. It was a bit off.
Yeah. It's meant to look like a dog. It didn't really. It looked like a seal.
Exactly. Yeah. So I posted up on our Facebook page on Monday and I said, if anyone wants my services, if you think this is actually a really great drawing, then feel free to send photos of your pets and I'll do a drawing of those. I was inundated.
Yeah.
I've got about 50 to 60 drawings that I need to complete.
Yeah, do.
And I have done the first of those drawings. So Natasha, she's on the line with us right now and she sent through a photo of her Doberman Frankie. Natasha, what did you think of my original drawing of my dog Bear?
I thought it was cute, and that's why I sent through my photo just to see what you could do with a real dog.
If you saw...
with a real dog, well done. Well played.
If you saw my drawing hung on a wall and didn't know who did it, what age bracket do you think would have drawn it?
I would say about 5 to 7, depending.
That old. Okay, no worries. Well, that's good. That's all right. Gab, now drawing at a 5-year-old level.
I'm okay with that.
That's all right. That's okay.
All right. Well, I have done the drawing of Frankie. I have I completed it last night. I'm pretty proud of it, I must say. I think I'm getting better.
Yeah, right.
My mum actually told me I'm getting better too, but she has to say that. I'm about to send this photo to you, Natasha.
Yep.
It's coming through on your Facebook Messenger right now. So you need to open it. And
critique the work.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's perfect, Gab. You've got the detail in his eyebrows.
Yes!
You're getting better.
Wow, really?
See, I'm getting better.
You're getting better.
See, Natasha and my mum agree. I'm getting better.
Hold on, I'll show the kids. We'll get their opinion.
Good idea.
Guys. Aww, that's so cute. There you go, see? The expert judged it.
I got the approval of the kids.
How old are the kids?
They're 7 and 9, so there you go.
Right in that age bracket gap.
Could they do better than me?
That's what I was aiming for. I'll just say it was one of the kids.
So where is this going to take pride of place? Are you going to put it on the fridge? Are you going to get it framed? What's the go?
What about if we put it put it in the toilet.
There we go.
On the back door, there you go. So it's still hung, but not a lot of people can see it.
That's it. That's perfect. And it'll give whoever...
No, Gabby, no, I'm joking.
That's so disappointing.
Look, it'll be framed and we'll put it somewhere very nice.
Even in his kennel, I'd be okay with. That's better than the toilet.
Oh, yeah. No, he chews.
He won't chew that. No one will go anywhere near it. Not even a dog will chew that. All right, well, there you go. You've got you've got a seal of approval there, Gab.
I'm
on
pretty
the first
impressed.
Of them.
I'm actually
You're
really
getting
happy.
Better, Gabby.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy with that reaction. I was worried.
Yeah. Natasha,
not everyone appreciates my art.
No, because it's not quite art. But Natasha did only say the positive was you got his eyebrows.
Detail on his eyebrows.
Yeah.
So. Well, no, actually, look, now looking at his feet, at least he doesn't have seal feet.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. It's not a pup seal.
No.
I am right. getting better.
You are getting better.
Whatever you need to tell yourselves.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.